It is the 200 level, Mike Carpenter in the garage with Isaac Ambrose and Illinois leading 31-29 at halftime against Ohio State. And it was offensively a very ugly half for Illinois if you weren't named Terrence Shannon Jr. And I guess to an extent Ty and Dane had some moments as well. Defensively, though, some promising signs. You're in many ways fortunate to be up two, Isaac, but in other ways, let's start with this. Concern level. If we were to do the 1 to 10 scale, 10 being the most concerned, where are you at right now?
10 being the most concerned, probably like a 4, I would say. Like, I feel like Damask is going to pick it up. He's going to turn it around just like he did last game and a handful of other games this year. I don't love the second game in a row of Coleman not looking like he's... I mean, he could easily hit a few threes and get to double digits, but your defense, it's crazy because that's probably the first time you've held somebody under 30. I mean, I forget how much Iowa had in the first half, but...
Boy, right around there.
I mean, back-to-back games holding a team under 30 in the first half feels insane for this Illinois team. So you got to feel good about that, feel good about the Dane minutes, but yeah, I would say probably about a 4.
I'm in about a 3.5, 3, and the reason I say that is I'm trying to look at this glass half full and say that even though Jameson Battle was out with foul trouble, and even though there is foul trouble across the board for Ohio State, you could argue, wow, they're in a really good spot. It would be difficult for me to foresee Illinois offensively struggling to the extent that they did. I mean, Marcus Damask, the last one that he missed, he's made that 99 out of 100 times this year. So it's just been one of those things so far that the balls aren't really bouncing your way that much. Yet, you are kind of gutting out a 2-point lead, and Terrence is being Terrence. So push comes to shove.
Yeah.
I'm not worried yet, but I do think, Isaac, these first couple of 4-minute segments, like when we get down to 12-minute media timeout, we'll have a better idea whether or not is this kind of weird hangover, whatever Illinois is feeling offensively, is that going to persist, or are they going to snap out of it? I think we'll know fairly quick.
Yeah, it feels similar to the first game in Columbus this year. Ohio State gave you the punches early. You went down a few. You came back. I think you were up 5 or 6 maybe at halftime, and then you really pulled away after halftime. Now, I mean, Ohio State's playing great. They've only lost, what, 1 in their last 8. So it's not like the Ohio State's a bad team. We're just playing down to their level. But yeah, I would like to see you start to make some more free throws too. That's a little bit concerning if the game comes down to the wire, which you've been fairly good from the free throw line the past few months. So
Quincy at the line just drives me
just automatic 50% or worse.
But I think it's fair to worry about Coleman, legit.
Yeah,
I think that he was active defensively and rebounding wise against Iowa, so I wasn't overly concerned. From Jacob. Okay, so Jacob is our longtime listener, and he's actually at the game right now. He said he would contribute to the chat feed, and he said the Marcus was 1 for 6 in the practice line shooting before half. So it was like a harbinger of things to come. This is one of those things, though, where with Coleman I'm more concerned because there does seem to be just a I don't want to say a lack of engagement, but a lack of confidence offensively, which he didn't have. And then the 1-3 that he hoisted up was just forced.
Bad.
Now, we're going to get started here in just a minute, and we'll let you know if you're timing yours out with us. When we get underway, we got the stream out in the garage. We got Hulu Live doing okay so far, and hopefully the stream is doing okay for you at home. Before we get into it, well, it looks like we're actually about to start. So we're going to get the sponsors at each media timeout.
And Ty with 5.7 rebounds.
His rebounding's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are about to get underway here. Chat feed, line it up, and we'll get all those as we get to timeouts and breaks in the action. All right, we are about to be underway. 20 minutes to go in this game. 2-point Illinois lead, and Ohio State will start. So here's Thornton. Terrence starting on Thornton defensively. Only 1 foul on Terrence so far. No Illini with 2 fouls, I believe.
Oh.
Here is Jameson Battle down low, and a good job by Marcus contesting, but Jameson gets the carom off the rim. 15 on the shot clock. Jameson Battle from the baseline up and good, so we're tied. He's got a few inches on Marcus. Is that really the matchup we're going to start with, those two?
I mean, I don't know. I'll take that, I guess. Like, Battle getting his own crazy shot and then stepping back out for a pull-up deep two. But
okay, so they collapse on Marcus. Here's Coleman up top to Terrence. Terrence is going to take it in himself, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it will go to Ohio State.
Good start. Not the best.
Yikes. All right. I'm going to try to remember, though, having watched these Big Ten games. Tell you what, the ebbs and flows in
Terrence
Wisconsin.
Just got elbowed in the face, I think, maybe.
Watching the Northwestern-Wisconsin game, I need to remind myself there are going to be ebbs and flows here. And it's not. I don't think it's ever going to be pretty for Illinois.
And think about how many games this year.
And one, Roddy Gale will go the line, a chance to go up three with a foul on Ty. So an inspired start from Ohio State and an inauspicious start for Illinois that they look frustrated. If you just look at Terrence's face there, kind of pissed, I would be too. Man. But, yeah, just a little bit. Are we going to do the four-minute segment thing where it's like.
Jeez, I hope not. They've already got you 5-0.
5-0 in a minute. All right, the first shot by Jameson Battle didn't bother me, but that take was pretty easy for Roddy Gale. Ty's got to do a better job than that. So 19 to go in the game. Here's Marcus Damask, who is 0 for 5 or 0 for 6 in the first half. No points for him so far. They're doubling him up. Kicks it back up to Coleman over to Quincy. Yep. Terrence 3 is up. It is no good. It's going to go the other way. Chance on a break here, but Terrence can't quite get the steal.
Dadgummit.
It's, you know what? That's a great effort, Isaac, but that's also frustrating, not on his part, but just that's a loose ball you didn't get.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, that three didn't look all that great from Terrence.
Good effort by Terrence, though.
He's the only one with a pulse right now.
I know. Oh, my
gosh.
All right,
Ohio State ball. The three is up and good. It is a six-point lead and might need a quick timeout if I'm Underwood, though Underwood doesn't like to take them. So some adversity here early for Illinois. And here's Marcus. Nice take. Up.
Oh,
no good.
Oh, my gosh.
And it will go back to Ohio State. You just got to finish. I don't care what's in his. I mean, beyond bad luck, you got to finish. He's been great this year, but that is three gimmies out of the six that he's missed.
I mean,
so
this is almost like they're playing with like a two inflated ball or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not mattering for everybody else. But
no, just finish the freaking shot. It was
Holy
a layup.
Cow.
It was a layup.
Up
here's Bruce Thornton. He
six.
Gets some room, and thank God he didn't make that three. He had a good look. Terrence did not get through the pick quick enough. Coleman, do something, man. A pulse from you. At least Marcus is trying to go to the rim. Here's Coleman up top of the key, defended. Back to Terrence. Over to Damask.
Oh,
poor pass,
goodness.
So we can't do much of that at first. We're going to get Marcus trying to take it, but they're ready to double him up.
Nice pass.
Nice pass.
Ty.
Ty waits. And we got to shoot it. Terrence got to shoot the three. Shoot it! Damask three is up. No good.
Not a baby!
And it goes in for Ty.
Was that not out of bounds?
I guess it didn't go far back enough, and we got a break there. So Illinois scores two.
Underwood just took the timeout, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right, so some adversity early, Isaac. I'm going to hit the sponsors while we got this. DP Doe online at dpdoe.com for all the best deals and prices. dpdoe.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at brianismyguide.com. Life, auto, home, business renters, you name it. Brian is our guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguide.com. Owen Builders LLC online at owenbuildersllc.com for all your home additions, patios, decks, remodels. Check out a gallery of their work online at owenbuildersllc.com. And finally, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Give them a call at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Time to get that AC check scheduled. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. We're going to be, no matter what happens tonight, and hopefully there's more than one game, because that would be kind of a buzzkill.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be there for at Poor Brothers, Poor Brothers in downtown Champaign on Selection Sunday, 5 o'clock. Would love for Illinois to make a run in the Big Ten tournament, we could get there nice and early, but we'll let this game happen first. But we will have brackets for people to fill out as they are unveiled, along with the QR code that you can actually make your picks online for a chance to win prizes in the Champagne Showers Bracket Challenge. So that's Poor Brothers, Craft Tap Room, downtown Champaign on Sunday at 5 o'clock. All right, let's get to the old chat thread here from Terry, Marcus Knobloch Damask tonight. And Terry's reference is to Chuck Knobloch, who, for the Yankees in the early 2000s, got a case of the yips and couldn't throw it to first base. He played second base. Terry,
man.
that came to my mind. You had another one, I think. Was there another comparison that you had for Damask in the first half?
Oh, man.
I forget what it was, but uncharacteristic, to be sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Underwood just broke a couple of bottles during the timeout, according to Jacob.
Cool.
Okay, cool. I like that we have the man in the crowd reporting from Jacob. From Mark, if Damask makes one, he will make 10. If he doesn't, we are in big trouble. Mark, that's what happened at Iowa, right?
I mean, I've never seen him miss this many shots. It's Just got to get the one to fall. The defense, I think, out of the half is what's concerning right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Damask missing is concerning as well. But
the Jameson battle rebound over Damask.
Yeah.
I don't really fault Damask for that. It was a long rebound. He's got like 3 inches.
And then a long two.
Long two from the baseline. Okay. He's really good at making shots, but that'll happen. I think it was the next take by Roddy Gale, and then the two open threes for Thornton, one he made.
Yeah.
But it is only a 4-point game, and Underwood is just lighting into these guys. And, I mean, yeah. What can you do? I don't blame him for that because it's just got to be.
It's just, I mean, I hope it works. It's just so frustrating. Like, I know this is Underwood. This is like what he does.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is anything against Brad, but like, really, the Big Ten tournament, like, you got to do this, right? Like, in the first round of the Big Ten tournament, like, you're not, this isn't the middle of the season when you're playing, like, at Minnesota or something.
Yeah, this
like.
Is when games are do or die. They do get a foul on Illinois, which is unfortunate. What do they call this one on?
I will say it did work a few years ago when he got all pissed off when we played Ohio State and came back from, like, 18, and then we lost still at the end, remember?
Which one was that?
It was Ohio State, so Brad got thrown out at home.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember
he was,
that
like,
one.
Just on a rant the whole game.
It's still in the reel that they play at the start of the game. Yeah, that was a crazy comeback. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Ohio State, 15 on the shot clock.
All of our games with Ohio State are just, like, weird. Maybe that's not true, but
I'd like to thank Maryland for just sucking ass on Sunday and even making this possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Minnesota was, when the Iowa game ended, I thought it was Minnesota versus Jameson Battle 3. No good.
God.
And we get a board. Phew. Oh, wait. Terrence on the break. Maybe. He's taking it
foul.
In.
And up one. And come on.
They're calling it on the floor.
Yeah, it's probably.
Maybe, but. Okay,
so
anywho.
So fast, dude.
When the game ended Sunday, thinking it was Minnesota and Iowa that you were going to match up against, I felt better about that. And then Maryland loses, and it sets up Ohio State. And yeah, I didn't feel great about it, but even after last night, Ohio State looking pretty darn good. I think we saw in the first half, you still are better than them.
Yeah.
I think,
oh, yeah.
And I say that down four, but it just feels like you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot.
Wait.
So it wasn't a shooting foul. So Terrence, the three, no good.
Man.
Well, he wants it.
Yeah.
But he's only made one, I believe. Here's Thornton on the take, and they're going to call a foul. What bullshit. I'm sorry. Man. This is not going to be parental friendly.
Oh.
You got your kids watching it. Maybe go watch Disney Plus.
Not a good start. You got 2 points. Man, that looks straight up.
What is he supposed to do?
I don't know.
He jumped straight up.
That looked very straight up.
But he will go the line to probably extend this to a 6-point game. But, you know, listen, Isaac, it doesn't matter if other guys don't do something offensively.
I know, right. I mean, you can't just hope Terrence gets fouled or something every single time.
And that's Terrence's third, apparently. Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, geez. That's not good.
And he's got to come out, so we got Justin Harmon time. Talk about a case of the yips.
That's when that first foul loose ball for Shannon really sucks.
Well, they're keeping Terrence in.
Oh, wow, yeah, they are.
Oh, boy.
I mean, get Dane. Dane gave you that spark in the first
half. I know.
Come on, Luke.
Get the board. Luke gets the board on the missed free throw, so it's a 5-point lead for Ohio State.
This is when it's nice because Terrence can sometimes take a break if Marcus can do something.
Yes. I just worry the next time he drives it to the lane, Ohio State's going to sell out on trying to draw a charge.
Get in there, baby.
Get in there, baby.
Let's go.
All right. There we go, Marcus. His first make of the day, and it's a big one to make it a 2-point game.
1 for 9 or 1 for 8.
Yeah. If you can somehow get to the under 16, only down 2.
Yeah.
I would take that, all things considered. All right. Here we go. 16:15 to go. This is Roddy Gale with Justin on him. Down to 15 on the shot clock. 16:10 to go in the half.
What the?
And the little.
That's ours, baby.
Yeah,
Let's go. Come on.
Lob didn't work out there. So Illinois gets the ball 16:07 and a chance to tie it or take the lead here. Oh, man, I hope that opens the floodgates. As Mark had said in the YouTube chat, just make one and then hopefully that gets him going. And Mark is bringing it up the court. We got 16 even to go in the game. 2-point lead for Ohio State.
Oh, I like that matchup.
We'll cross over. He's trying to take it up himself. Patient, but does not finish. Did it get blocked?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Don't foul. No foul. Get the
good,
board.
Good, good.
A great tap out there. Excuse me. I can't talk. Be there. Luke. Dah. Great job by Jameson Battle getting back.
That was good, D.
Here's Terrence.
Come on, Terrence.
Thornton's going to try to get the charge here. Nope. Harmon passes up the three, taking it in. And yes! Just foul.
All right, all right.
Good take. We're going to go to a break.
We'll take you. That's Akpara.
Only down two. I will say I like the overall energy since the timeout, and Illinois is could be in worse shape, but you just don't want to let this get away from you. 1 for 9 for Marcus tonight. Damn.
That's 3, too. I will say the interesting thing about Coleman is I know he's only got – my bad. He's only got like 3 points. And same thing against Iowa. It's like he's not getting that many shots or like looks. Whereas like the last couple months, it felt like he had, you know, he would go like 7 for 15 or like 7 for 13 or yeah. something like that. Like yeah. he's not taking many shots at all.
No, he's not. He's just not really there right now, which is weird. Okay, let's get the chat thread, see what y'all are saying in there. Thanks for those joining us on a Friday evening. As Ryan said, no shame in getting blocked by Akpara. Akpara is a solid big.
But he also scored. He made that shot on Edie like 3 times.
I know. Man, dude.
That's the other thing. Like, most guys have nights like this, right? Maybe not this bad. But Marcus has just been so consistent for the most part. And he just makes these circus shots. So when you do see him get blocked or something like that, it's just such a weird thing to fathom.
Or not draw the foul. He's been pretty good at that. If anything, I was kind of hoping that he would draw a foul and the free throws would be the thing to get him going. I like that he's still going. He's got to keep shooting because he's still one of your best options. And you would think that the law of averages will come into play here. But all right, as we get back from this timeout, hopefully after this commercial, it's like games like this, I really hate commercial breaks because I just want to keep it going. But good to see Harmon. Harmon will go with the line, okay?
Yes.
He's been good from there this season. Illinois has been bad from the line today, except for Dane Danger. And
Ty and Shannon.
Well, Ty was 1 for 2.
Yeah, Ty was 1 for 2.
And Terrence is 1 for 1. Is that right?
I thought you made
He had an and one.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, regardless, he had Coleman go 1 for 3.
Coleman
and
went
then
1 for 3.
And then you had Quincy go 0 for 2. I hate Quincy at the line. I know he's not going to make both. And oddly, the one time he did, I'd sent you and Trevor a odd wager that if he made both, I would do something. And then he made both. So I'm not going to keep that bet. But it was big at the time, and it doesn't – it's just such a high-arcing shot. It feels like you aren't really doing yourself any favors.
It's funny. It's like the opposite of Ty's shot.
Ty's is the line drive.
Flat.
All right, so Minneapolis, it's rocking tonight at the Target Center. And hopefully – where's it going to be next year? It's got to be back in Chicago, Randy. Yeah. It was Chicago last year, I think.
Or
it was Chicago last year.
Yes.
Indy 2 years ago when we lost Indiana.
That's right.
And then the year before that was also the year before that would have been Indy as well when it was the post-COVID. And
when we won,
everything was at Lucas Oil. And you were at the Illinois-Iowa game in that big tournament, right? Social distancing, what was it, like 10,000 people in a football stadium?
Yeah, it was wild.
Was it loud?
I would say like when Illinois was pulling away from Iowa like late at the end, you could hear people. But, I mean, that place is meant for what, like 60,000, 65,000? And there was like 10 maybe.
Harmon makes his first. 38-37, 15:30 to go. This is another guy. I mean, this you're going to need someone to sneak, well, not even sneakily, but have a big second half for you. And I know Harmon's been bad, and I know he can be frustrating. Second free throw is up.
That
one's good. Whether that get him going or Marcus's three gets him going, you just need more than Terrence on offense. And I think Terrence is still out there. Wow. Okay, so playing with fire, but I think Underwood feels like he has to. 38 all with 15:20 to go. Here is Eddie Royal.
Oh, my God.
Devin Royal, right? He makes
a
shot.
Eddie Royal played wide receiver for the Bears,
that's
right?
Right. Nice move.
Wow, dude.
Okay, 40-38. Here's Damask. Kicks it back out to Coleman. Coleman's still not much offensively.
Come on, Luke.
A three. That's no good. Karam's off. It'll be Illinois ball, so a nice break there. I don't mind Luke shooting it.
No.
I don't. Someone's bound to make some shots, for Christ's sake. And
He's somebody, too, that really just needs like that little separation.
All right, here is Illinois ball, 14:57 to go. Plenty of time. I still don't mind what the defense is doing. Terrence drives, kicks it out. Coleman can't. Come on, Coleman. You got to finish here.
Oh, that's a foul. Okay.
No foul call, then it will be.
Maybe because he didn't try to shoot.
Yeah, try to shoot the freaking ball, Coleman.
Man, I would love to see Dane at some point.
Now, I think that's fair to say that the pass was affected by the
foul. Yeah, 100%.
But, like, stop being pass first all the time. You're 6'10". You've been getting to the rim. He did have one take early in the game.
I think Luke should have shot that, though, too.
Yeah. Again, sometimes getting too cute
with
the passes. There can be such a thing as too many passes, and this is not a good matchup. Goody on Royal. Royal is up and good.
You've got to be kidding me.
4-point Ohio State lead, and you got to do something offensively. I don't know, man. Here's DeMass trying to take it. Up and in.
Finally.
2-point game again with 14:20 to go. I need to see consistent intensity from Illinois here because this you're going to have to grind it out.
I mean, you can't let Ohio State get back into this, especially without Battle.
And that's a foul on Harmon. Up and in. Good. Shit defense. Let Thornton get it with no resistance. At that point, if you're going to foul, could you please foul?
Yeah.
That's really frustrating. So Harmon scores you 2 points, but is about to give up three. And that's just...
Man, I don't even like that call, whatever.
Well, I think if he stayed in front of him, but the problem is he turned his right shoulder into him, and that was where the contact was made.
So he had 7. He's already got 13.
Yeah. Thornton's good, and now you can't have Terrence on him.
No.
Because you can't risk the foul.
Yeah.
So now the problem isn't just that you aren't scoring all that much, but the defense is slipping here in the second half.
You've only scored 9 points this half.
Yeah. It's back to a 5-point lead for Ohio State. And Illinois just out of sorts. Not to the level of Tennessee yesterday, which that was bad.
But, holy smokes. No, that was this morning, wasn't it?
Oh, that was this morning. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. Here's DeMask with Royal on him. Back to DeMask, who wants the three. It's no good, and Illinois just
Nope.
Out of sorts right now, Isaac. It's not feeling good with 13:45 to go. Here's Thornton. He takes it in the lane. Good job by Ty to help stop it. And that's going to be foul on Terrence. Wow. We're lucky that wasn't a foul on Terrence.
Yeah.
Ohio State cruising now up 7. And there aren't any more clipboards to break or timeouts to take. You just got to see what Illinois can do. But a very frustrating game. And right now feels like an early exit might happen. Which would be frustrating because that'd be three
in a row.
All right, here's Ty.
Atta baby, Ty.
47-42, baseline, turnaround layup.
He's your second leading scorer?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. I think what's frustrating, Isaac, about this kind of performance is it hasn't bode well for Illinois going to the NCAA tournament the last few years either. Like, this is it. They can say all the right things about, well, we know it's win or lose, but it's like, could you start playing, with a little bit more urgency?
No way.
3-4 Ohio State's up and good.
Who is this guy?
And it's an 8-point lead. That's Middleton, who had 10 points yesterday. And I don't know. I don't like this right now, Isaac.
No.
They just look a lot looser than you do. You're just all tight. And here's Ty, up and in.
Jeez, dude.
So Ty's your offense.
Get a stop.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Now you're scoring and you aren't getting stops. So it's a 6-point Ohio State lead with 12:25 to go. Ty with 11-9. He showed up. If you would have told me Ty would have an 11-9, I'd say we're winning this game comfortably.
Yeah, easy.
But you got Coleman with his head up his butt. You got Justin Harmon being Justin Harmon. Here's Royal. That's no good.
Oh, my gosh.
That is absolute bullcrap from Coleman Hawkins. That was his man. And he didn't get the rebound from Zed Key. And now Ohio State with a chance to score, and they do.
Wow.
Coleman is killing you. And it's back to an 8-point lead. And a timeout from Ohio State, interestingly. That pisses me off, Isaac.
I mean, it's just...
Light my cigar.
You know how bad this is going to be, if we lose tonight, and how toxic Twitter is going to be? People are just going to be talking as if we already lost, in March.
Well, the narrative persists, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The narrative persists. Is it the NCAA tournament? No. If you go to the Sweet 16, we don't give a crap about this game. I get it. But it doesn't bode well.
No.
If you lose this game, that's fine.
Okay, but you can also do some damage control or whatever by, winning a Big Ten tournament. Or, obviously the Loyola loss still sucks. But when it happened, I was, kind of talking myself into, well, at least we won the Big Ten tournament, right? But now, and look, hindsight's 2020, now you haven't done anything for another few years, so it's wow, that Loyola game sucked.
Why do Underwood's teams suck so much ass in single elimination tournaments?
Besides 2021, I don't know. But that team was just on an insane heater.
But they've been broken since then. They didn't, they beat Drexel, fine, doesn't matter.
That's it.
Or Drexler, whichever.
And you should have lost to Chattanooga.
Right.
Yeah.
They haven't played one good game since then in either the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament. You looked terrible against Indiana 2 years ago. You looked terrible against Penn State last year. You're looking terrible tonight.
Yeah.
So you were going to be, all of a sudden, yet again, the sexy pick to lose early. And listen, Brad Underwood, like, the credentials are there. The success is there. He's your guy. But you've got to figure this out. Why is this continuing to happen?
I don't know.
I hope this sounds like a silly rant at the end of the game. I hope it sounds like a silly rant week and a few days from now.
For now, yeah.
Right? And it might. It very well might. But, like, it's just, it's a little disconcerting, is it not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. There's just no more excuses, like, at this point, right? Because last year was so discombobulated. Like, the team clearly didn't like each other. That was just chaos. Then 2 years ago, I guess Indiana was playing on a was playing pretty well. They ended up beating you, I think, in overtime in the Big Ten tournament. And then,
I think,
or was it close?
No, it was close. And then Andre Curbelo missed a layup.
Oh, that's right, Curbelo missed a layup. And then there's been a lot of excuses, but this year, like, your team's been so consistent and your losses have been so close.
Yeah, so you're playing. I mean, have we played a worse game than this?
I mean, I'm sure
Maryland
probably
sucked at home.
Maryland, but Terrence didn't play.
So why now?
I don't know.
We've got to stop it.
That's
and
why
the problem is then nationally, and it would be fair to be like, well, Underwood's teams don't do shit when it matters, and I don't want that to be the narrative.
That's why it's so. I mean, Iowa, same thing. Like that, they needed to win one or two games to make the tournament, and they lost both. Like,
but at least they have the excuse of like they were an. They were an upstart team.
Right, but McCaffrey has that same label too, right?
It's I'd like to think we're at a different place than Iowa.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to make it sound any better than it is, but
Are we alone in that feeling? Absolutely not.
No. But I will say that's what makes it even more special, like the fact that Izzo and some of those other guys seem to always pick it up in March, right?
Yeah. All right, here's Marcus taking it.
Thank
up
God,
and in.
Dude.
It's a 6-point game. Plenty of time, but now it's the defense that's the concern again. Now we're scoring pretty consistently.
So you've already let up 23 points in 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
And you let up 29 in the whole first half.
Yeah. We still got Terrence out there. He's on Middleton.
My gosh, dude. Oh.
And a putback dunk for Zed Key. So now we aren't even rebounding. It's so frustrating. Because can't you... I don't know. Try not to overreact, but it's off his foot. It's Ohio State ball. I'm going to turn this shit off soon.
I'm really fed up.
Because does it not feel like a harbinger of things to come next week?
I mean, yeah, why would you feel good at all?
Why would you pick them to go to the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Coleman's got his head up his ass. We've got the inability to rebound. Zed Key is rebounding over Terrence Shannon Jr. A bunch of 23-year-olds. Hey, do you guys want to make a run? Nah, we're good. We'll just end our career lifelessly. End it lifelessly. Jesus.
It just does make sense that Damask finally picks it up and then nobody else can do anything. No. Now Nico's in the game. Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. Dane finally comes in. Probably should have been in there sooner to give you a spark because at least he's playing
something.
Oh my
gosh. You're going to have Nico guard Thornton?
All right. It's a 10-point game. This is going to get out of hand. Dude, what a disappointment.
Yep, that's this
what
team
a disappointment.
For
you. You look like frauds.
Yep.
Like, you look just like a paper tiger that scored a bunch of points for a stretch, and then in a single elimination, I mean, yes, I know Ohio State's playing for their lives, but you can't match the intensity in a single elimination tournament. It really makes you say, fine, screw you guys. Go just lose to McNeese State, and let's just end this thing. If that's how you're going to go, and then we get a whole, 3 months to reconstruct another roster, but their narrative remains the same. Underwood can't win in March. I'm so sick of it.
Man. It's just too easy.
What did they do? What did they do all week? What did they do? I don't understand. I really don't. Ty, the only one with a pulse right now. Nico Moretti out there to get burned by Bruce Thornton.
Oh my gosh. I don't like the fact that you need defense and you put Nico in.
Yeah, you need... God dang, man.
Holy smoke. This is not good. I don't get it at all.
as Brad says here, and that's a miss, and it will be out of bounds.
That's ours.
On the ball.
Yeah.
But as Brad says in the chat thread, Underwood can't get his teams to play loose in tournaments. They look like they're constipated. They look like they haven't shat for a week.
Illinois hasn't gotten a stop since the 15:42 mark, more than 5 minutes.
Pathetic. Game time. Ohio State's offense is not even that freaking good.
Let's go, Dane. And one.
And
let's
and
go.
One.
All right.
Dane with the pulse. Yeah, nice to wait 8 minutes to get him in
right,
there, but he's
right.
In there.
God dang it, man.
This is why I was saying, like before, you just almost want to, I almost want to just, not really, but hypothetically go into a coma for like 10 days and just tell me what happens.
I get it.
Like,
now I do. You
because,
said that in the first half, and I
yeah,
said I'm not
like,
so sure
I don't want to watch this, and I don't want to watch like the, I don't, I'd almost rather just like be dead for 10 days. That sounds really bad. Be dead for 10 days and wake up and know what happens and like enjoy the fulfillment if something good happens.
Cryogenically oh frozen like Austin Powers. Here's the thing. As someone, as Zach says here in the chat thread, Underwood having to play underclassmen to send a message this late in the
season
is pathetic. Yeah, it is. So here we got Coleman Hawkins.
DGL hasn't played in like 2 months.
No. You got your legacy on the line and this is what Coleman's doing?
Travel, please.
Oh, and yeah, they're bigger fish to fry. The NCAA tournament. Get the freaking ball.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ. They're bigger fish to fry, but this is just such crap. I didn't think I'd be pissed off watching a Big Ten tournament game, but I'm seeing a team that is so tight and playing god-awful. So Ohio State will go the line. A shooting foul on Quincy, who's done nothing again. Here's Zed Key. Can he make his free throws?
Yep.
Yeah, of course he can. Zed Key. The definition of mid. Rebounding over you because you can't get a freaking defensive rebound. So yeah, fine. Just really frustrating. Thank God I got that Xbox. I can go and... Kara and I are going to Dune 2 if Illinois is not playing tomorrow. So
okay,
I've already seen it. It's incredible.
Oh,
so,
really?
I mean, that's my backup plan for tomorrow. There are worse backup plans.
I watched the first one. I've seen it twice now, but I didn't understand it the first time, so I rewatched it again. Hoping to go see it soon. Get that popcorn bucket.
Yeah, oh my God, it's disgusting. No, it's a great, great movie. So that's the backup plan. There are worse lots in life than going to see a movie.
Oh,
and
man.
We get bailed out with a foul. I like Dane being aggressive, though. At least he's
yeah, yeah.
Showing up.
I mean, when's the last time we... Man, I'd love to know the last time we had 40, less than 50 points with 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes.
Man, I didn't plan on this game dredging up that existential dread about, uh-oh,
okay, wait,
what team's doing this again.
Was Illinois the only loss for Ohio State in like the last
nine games? No, I don't think they started their run until like the
okay,
second
it was
week of February.
After that, got it.
And Terrence draws the foul. So he'll go the line to try to make this a six-point game. I mean, you aren't dead yet, but, like, you aren't stopping them. So what does it matter?
Dude, I don't know.
And that's, dude, is that not effort and focus?
Like.
And if they aren't going to have, if they aren't going to play with full effort, if they aren't going to be focused, what am I rooting for?
I'm not trying to go, like, big, big macro.
You go for it.
But, like,
this is pitiful.
Say next week, you know, the worst happens and you lose to like a 13 seed or you barely skate by and then you lose to a 5.
Right.
Like, after a while, there's not an excuse for the player. Like, after a while, it's you'd look at the head coach, right? Like,
yes.
Last year felt like, I don't know what the heck went on, but everybody hated each other. Matthew Meyer was like toxic, whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago, you just played so stale. Curbelo was clearly like bringing that team down. And then,
and I do think 2 years ago it was one of the more explainable losses because it was Houston.
Oh, yeah, Houston was good. Yeah.
Vastly underseeded.
Right.
And then it did feel like the Indiana game, I was even willing to say, okay, you won the Big Ten tournament.
Right.
You didn't need that.
Right.
You went up against really good. It was the Chattanooga game that bothered me the most
in
that stretch. So, no, you're right, Isaac, and I hate that that could be the thing.
Oh, my gosh, dude. This is so bad.
Zed Key does not make it, and
no
we get a board.
Defense.
So a chance to tighten this up. There's still 9.5 minutes to go. It feel like, God, if you can just win this game, you can get just knock that tightness off a little bit. Step back three.
Let's go, baby.
All right. It's a 3-point game. You're putting a little bit of pressure on him.
Man, it felt like we were down 20.
Well, if you were playing like.
I mean, if you can't get stops, it doesn't matter anyway, but.
All right. We're going to get a foul on Terrence. And that's his fourth.
That's not good.
I want to see the replay here. He ran over somebody.
That's not good.
Not good, guys. Not good.
9 minutes left.
So the pick comes.
What's he supposed to do?
What is he supposed to do?
He didn't even look at him.
That's pretty bad.
Okay, so somebody sets a screen on you. You're not looking, and you just accidentally run into him.
And they have to sit him for... I think you have to.
So Coleman's still not in.
No. Sending a message to Coleman with potentially only two games left in your career is really sad.
That's great defense.
That is tremendous defense by Ty.
Great
defense. And a great play by Quincy finding Dane.
Come on, Marcus!
Marcus trying to take it himself. High dribble, but no travel or double dribble there.
I can't believe DGL's in...
Well, because he plays defense.
Just feed Dane, dude.
Damas trying to make something happen. Okay, here's Quincy.
That a baby? Dane. Get it, Dane.
He gets blocked.
Let's go, baby, and one!
Oh, wow, Dane. He can't leave the floor. And I don't think Coleman's going to come back out.
Man, how... Holy smokes, dude.
Well, I can root for some of the guys on the court right now.
Yeah.
The ones that are playing their ass off.
I mean, Ty's having his best game in a long time.
Dude, Dane's patience and his, like...
Yeah.
His offensive rebounding's been off. And I know that wasn't really an offensive rebound there. It was off the block, but the fact that he just stayed with it.
Yeah.
Great hands.
Man, patient. Ohio State's in such foul trouble, too. Come on, Dane.
Dane, free throw up. No good.
Dadgummit.
That's all right. But all right. Listen, 8 minutes, it's a one-point game somehow. Dang, man.
No.
Quincy does a good job closing out on Jameson Battle.
Travel!
That's a great move. All right. So, 8 minutes to go. It's a three-point game. By getting a few stops, Illinois was able to close it to three. The question is, can you match Ohio State in the last 8 minutes here?
When do you put Terrence? Oh, my gosh, Marcus.
I think after the eight-minute media.
Good, Dane.
Dane with the board.
And one.
And one again.
Let's go. I'm surprised they didn't just tee him up right
Dane
there.
Dane Danger will go to the line to try to tie it.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Holy smokes.
Dane bringing life to this Illini team. Thank you, Dane. I got a title ready for you if Illinois wins this game.
God. I got to go blow my nose real quick.
All right, Isaac's going to go blow his nose. While we have this timeout, DP Doe, online at dpdoe.com. What else do we got? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. Sorry, guys. I'm discombobulated because of Dane. State Farm agent Brian Hansen, online at brianismyguy.com, and Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersloc.com.
Wow. God. What a tone change. If they come back and win. I mean, there's a lot of game left.
Yeah. I think I'm going to finally have to take that dive and mark this podcast explicit. I think it's just a little switch on Podbean, and I think I have to do it. I'm sorry, everybody. But, like, frustration reigns, you know? Like, Alani plus eight with Dane, according to Terry. Terry, I always love your...
That makes sense.
Your box score updates. From Justin. Dane wants it, Coleman not so much. Justin, I'm going to focus on Dane the rest of this game, but that is we shouldn't have to continue to have wake-up calls.
I know.
I mean, Coleman,
I don't even know if you can call it that at this point. Like,
you're benching him.
I mean,
the thing
I think that really sucks is I really thought, now Coleman's going to have bad games, right? He's going to have nights where he shoots 1-for-7 or whatever. But I thought we were past this, like, especially with Coleman, right? You would think that you would not have to worry or think about a senior, a guy who's been with Underwood for so long. Like, you would think you wouldn't have to worry about this.
Yeah. Yeah. You would think so. Man.
Man, when's the last time? I guess Terrence hit a three. Luke hit a three. Yeah. When do you put Terrence back in?
That's a good question. I mean, Dane, you're playing your offense through Dane now.
Yeah.
And you still got Marcus out there.
Man, yeah.
I don't know if you do it quite yet. I think maybe around six. Try to steal a few more possessions. I know that's risky in a single elimination game.
Man, that fourth turnover really sucked.
Or the fourth foul.
The fourth foul.
It was it was a terrible call.
Yeah, I don't know what he's supposed to do.
And yeah. Well, and then there was the block earlier where he just the foul where he just jumped up in the air.
Right, right.
And that's by the letter of the law, that's all you were supposed to do.
And two, we've been like getting upset because it feels like so many times they're just like lackadaisical on defense and letting guys go. So then I don't know. Of course, he's got 18 and 9. Dadgummit.
Well, we knew that Bruce Thornton, who does have 18 points, 9 assists, we knew that if he gets cooking, you're in trouble. And when Terrence got in foul trouble, then he's not able to guard him.
Yeah.
So is Terrence out there? It looks like Drake.
DGL's still out there. DGL's
still out there. Terrence is on the bench.
What a lineup.
Dane, free throw, up and good. A line drive if I ever saw it.
Wow.
Somehow we're tied with 7:41 to go.
Holy cow, 13-3.
And we got tie on Thornton. DGL looks to be on Middleton?
No, I don't even know that.
I forget that guy's name. Okay, so Quincy's on Battle. Battle's going to try to go turn around baseline maybe. No, he's taking in the lane. Quincy with great
good
defense,
D.
I thought.
Good D, Quincy. That's a jump ball.
That's a jump ball. Illinois ball.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Quincy with great D and then got over to help get the rebound, tie up Illinois ball.
Has Quincy scored?
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll take it, though, if he's doing that.
Dude, he's had some...
Good board. He was not in good position.
That was a great, great effort from Quincy there.
Wow, yeah.
Look at this lineup, Isaac.
I know.
Marcus Damas, Quincy Guerrier, and Dane. Okay.
Come on, Marcus.
Ty and DGL. So you got two guys that aren't great offensively, even though
let's freaking take over here.
Here's Damas. Nope. That was just a silly Damas turnover when you could ill afford it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the take is up and good. God damn it, Marcus. Like, who was he passing? He was passing to Ty, but that was a weak pass. And I know he doesn't turn the ball over, but man, when he does,
yeah,
costly. All right, here's Marcus with Brody Gale on him. Dane at the top of the key with Zedke on him. He's trying to make a move himself.
That's not a foul.
No good. And it will be Ohio State ball. We need to stop the ball here in transition.
Oh, no.
That's and it's up and in. You got to get Terrence back out there. Four-point game. It all started with Marcus's turnover, dude. You cannot afford that. If you aren't making shots, the last thing you can do is that. So we've had... It's not effort with Marcus. He's got to be better.
He does do that, like, once every two games or so.
Well, I don't know. Coleman's not coming back out. I don't think Harmon's coming back out. Maybe he would for DGL. But no, I think DGL would come out for Terrence, and that's really it. You aren't playing Coleman anymore. You're sending a message. That's, dude, whatever happens, the message is Coleman Hawkins had his head up his ass this late in the year.
I mean, you got it. How are you going to not play Coleman? Like, I'd love to go back and look. Was it really that bad?
He got taken out after he got burned.
Yeah.
A guy just blew right by him. Just no effort. I hate it. I hate it so much because it's like for someone that is so mercurial and it can be up and down with Coleman, this is it for him. And he could leave a really strong legacy, but I don't want it to end with like, well, boy, he drove you nuts.
Man, they already have 34 points this half.
Yeah.
And they only had 29.
Terrence is back out there trying to drive it in, and it's a block and a clean one from Zedke.
Gosh. That's not good.
It was a little bit acrobatic. I don't know if that would have went in anyways. I mean,
no, I don't think so.
He was fading away, and it's like, I think you got to fade in and try to draw the foul. But he was – sometimes his momentum is so strong,
man,
it carries him.
That Damas turnover felt –
Nope. Terrence, not a good look. And a take from Ohio State is no good.
Thank
and Illinois
the
gets
Lord,
the board.
Dane.
Thank you, Dane.
Let's go, Terrence.
But watch out. Don't get the offensive foul.
That's a block.
It is a block.
Thank God. Man, he
now what's
just
that on Thornton?
Tried to run Thornton over there.
63-59 with six to go.
Yeah, he was moving.
Yeah, a little bit, I've seen that go the other way sometimes. And he had just gotten there.
That was close.
That was close. We got a break.
It just always looks so much worse because Terrence is so big.
Yeah. I really would love to see basketball without the charge. I'd love it.
Yeah,
I hate the charge.
Yeah,
just do away with it for everybody. Make even playing field.
I do. It just feels so it all feels subjective. I know they say it's not, but
All right. He makes the first. It's a 3-point game with 6 to go. I don't know how. Feels like if you get this, you were lucky as hell.
It would feel, again, it would feel like the Chattanooga win or something.
Yes. And is Ohio State better than that? Yes. Are they playing for their tournament lives? Yes. But, dude, you're playing a team of maybe not Ohio State's caliber, but ability to beat you in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So, like, is this yet another wake-up call? Do we need it? We shouldn't have to have these.
This is for sure going to be easier than your round of 32 matchup.
Yeah. Even though you do have some breaks in the 5 line, it looks like, in bracketology, but
yeah.
We'll find out on Sunday. Quincy gets a foul on him. That, yeah.
So touchy in there.
A little touchy. That'll be the 7th on Illinois, so Jameson Battle will get a 1-1. I mean, I'd rather foul than just let him go to the line.
Yeah.
Or then let him just get where he wants.
Oh.
Oh, Coleman coming back in. Was the message sent?
For Quincy?
Yeah. To try to guard Battle.
Please miss.
I think that's it. You're out there to guard Battle. Dane will be on Zed Key. And, yeah, that's that.
He's going to make it.
Jameson Battle. Yeah, he's like, isn't he really good from the line?
I'm pretty sure he's first. Maybe not.
All right, so 5:43 to go after he makes this. Going to be a 4-point lead for Ohio State. Plenty of time, but... Yep, 4-point game, 5:43 to go. Coleman is in there. He replaces Quincy, I believe. Yes, okay. So you got your starting 5 minus Quincy. Dane is in there instead. Here's DeMasc.
Dane,
over to Terrence.
Yeah, doing... Yeah.
Terrence okay. Trying to take it. He gets fouled.
This is going to be the next 5.5 minutes.
Well, I mean, that's fine. It'll elongate the game and give you more possessions.
That's on Battle. Oh.
That's on, they call on Battle
on
or
Key.
On Key, I would think.
I will say Terrence gets fouled a lot of times where the guy is clearly not going for the ball. I think it was Sanford against Iowa.
Yeah.
Where he just got like clotheslined almost.
Yeah.
They didn't call it like a technical.
So that was on Key. They're showing him on the camera here. So he's got to sit, I guess. I don't mind Key out there. I kind of like that matchup with Dane. So does that mean Akpara's coming? No, we got.
They're
going to look
at
and
it.
See who did it.
Oh, this would be huge. Unless they're looking for a technical. Because I don't think.
Chat window, can you let us know what they're doing?
Maybe not.
They're looking for something here. I got a pee too, so this doesn't go overtime.
Man.
Hey, my cigar stole it. That's good.
Oh, they are looking at... Or no, maybe they're looking to
see... Well, I mean, that's... Holding his arm. Could have hurt him.
They're looking for the flagrant on Key.
Wouldn't this be a break?
Oh, he did kind of pull.
It could be. I mean, I don't know. I've seen far worse. Did he make a play on the ball? I think you could argue he did, but it's dragging him down by the arm where I understand why they're looking at it. So maybe we'll get, I don't know, maybe we get a break. Chat thread, if you have an opinion on it. Thanks, Terry. Terry's the man. And I appreciate you guys for coming in on a Friday night, hearing me complain.
There's no way this is a flagrant. I don't think.
All right. Well, we got 5:28 to go, Isaac. What's your concern level now?
9.
and I don't even mean about the outcome of this game. It's more just everything, right?
Everything, yeah. It's an
You're out of sorts. You're fighting for everything.
I was talking to LaTulope last night, and it's kind of funny because he was like, you know, the difference this year has been DeMasc, right? And it has. Like, DeMasc is a guy that can take over a game when your all-star number one player is, you know, out of the game or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know you had Iowa and Kofi a few years ago, but DeMasc is just able to really control the game almost like a point guard. And tonight he's just been, for his standards, he's been irrelevant.
Yeah.
And then if you're number two in DeMasc and you're number three in Coleman, who's typically like all over the stat sheet, doesn't do anything, you're just not going to win.
Yeah, exactly. How the numbers don't add up. So it is a common foul. 2 shots coming up for Terrence. First one is up and good. 3-point game with 5:28. You're in the double bonus.
Those free throws in the first half could come in to play.
I don't understand this overall. I mean, Underwood looking like his family member died. His Terrence misses that. I mean, Underwood looks like he's, how can I get my team to play loose in March? I don't know, dude.
But it's not a player problem at this point.
Well, at a certain point, these guys don't care about what happened against Loyola.
No.
Coleman was the only guy on that team.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Jameson Battle.
Oh,
it went in.
Gosh.
It hit the heel of the freaking rim and went in. Well, they got a guy hitting shots right now, and I don't know who's hitting shots for you. I mean, Dane is not single-handedly going to carry you to victory here. Coleman down to Dane.
That may be Dane?
I don't know. Maybe he is. 67-64.
You got to get a stop.
I know. I felt like you played good D on Jameson there, and I feel like you need to put Coleman on him. Force the other guys to beat you.
Just double him and leave.
Yeah, Middleton. I don't even know who some of these guys are. Thornton. 4:30 to go. Terrence trying to work through that pick. It's up and no
good.
That a
baby. Good, Dane.
Dane gets the board. So Ty bringing it across half court.
Okay, somebody's got to just freaking take over.
Yeah.
Like, Coleman, it's obvious what you're doing. Come on.
Dane, I'm looking for you.
Yeah.
Terrence with the ball, 15 to go. Dane coming out for a pick way up high. Terrence trying to get downhill.
Let's go, baby.
It's a one-point game with 4:05 to go. Terrence still doing his thing. Oh, God. We're just laboring. But they're hanging tough. I will give that.
You get a stop, and then you
Terrence, Ty, and Dane, man. Terrence, Ty, and Dane. All right, so we have Royal.
Oh,
we have Coleman on Royal.
No!
Dane gets the block. No. Jameson gets it back and puts it in. Oh, Dane got a block.
I mean, where is everybody?
Man, there was a high dribble there, and I thought it was going to be a steal. Here's Damask taking it in. Back up to Coleman. Nothing there. Ty doesn't want that three. No, thank you.
Okay, we don't need to.
We don't have any. I just don't trust anyone to make a three-pointer here. Coleman
good
up and
Coleman,
in.
Good
okay,
Coleman.
Wow.
All right.
He gets his own putback. It is a one-point game with 3:15 to go. Can you sneak this out? But you got to get stops. Bruce Thornton with the ball. There were two timeouts for Ohio State, only one for Illinois. We got a media timeout at the next break.
Looks like there's a Michigan fan or something at the bottom rooting for
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
Please, God. Royal please,
three.
God.
No good.
Oh, my gosh.
A long board.
I don't even know if I can be mad at Dave.
No.
That was such a bad shot.
That sucks. All right, so we got Damask on Thornton. Thornton trying to get over the pick. He does. Up and in.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't stop him. And we don't have a three-point shooter. So, you got to – if you're going to win, you got to probably get three stops between now and the end of the game. And I don't feel it.
I mean, your defense has been so bad.
Dane.
Good, Dane! Let's go!
A chance to tie it after the break. Dane Danger on one.
Who needs a three-point shooter?
Wow, Dane. God, I'm rooting. Honestly, I want to win the game for him.
I know.
For him.
He's got 17.
All right, so we are going to a break, right? I would think. Who's the foul on there? Did not see.
Let's see.
DP Doe online at dpdoe.com. For all the best deals and prices, dpdoe.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at brianismyguy.com. Oh, boy. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Give them a call at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. And finally, Owen Builders LLC online at owenbuildersllc.com for all your home additions, patios, decks, and that. owenbuildersllc.com. We will be at Poor Brothers no matter what on Sunday, 5 o'clock for Selection Sunday. I mean, you get so frustrated during these games. And it's like, come on, guys, just you can still win. It just feels like deja vu. It's so eerie. It's honestly kind of eerie.
This
I don't like it.
This feels very similar to Indiana first round of the Big Ten, or the Friday game 2 years ago. I think they went up 9 or 10. You came back, tied it up, and then Curbelo missed that layup.
Yeah.
I want to say Coleman had 5 or 6 threes that game. And now you got Dane playing well, so hopefully
I'm wrong. Fouled out. He wasn't doing much for them, but that's one guy out.
I'm going to be interested to see the points per possession on defense after this.
Now, there is some good news here with Akpara fouling out. You got Dane on Zedkey. I think you got to put Coleman on Jameson Battle. And with this time left, I think you got to put Terrence back on Bruce Thornton.
Dang, Battle hasn't gotten – he has not fouled since he got two in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I was surprised he did get two fouls because he's not really much known for defending. So, all right, well, I feel like now you got to pull it all out. Terrence is going to have to be on Thornton. Even with four fouls, you got to put him back on Thornton.
Not good, not good, not good.
Well, this would be escape, and like if you escape, you still don't feel good, and it would come down to how you play tomorrow. I want to play tomorrow. I want to see this team tomorrow. I've already seen Dune 2. I'll go see Dune 2 whenever. It's freaking awesome, though, I will say.
I do feel like Ohio State, like I would feel better whoever we play tomorrow than this game.
Oh, 100%.
Like I feel worse. I felt worse about playing Ohio State.
I feel like whoever wins this game is going to the final.
Yeah.
Because I Nebraska away from Lincoln, I don't trust as much. And Indiana.
They should have lost last night. Probably.
Probably. Yeah, they probably should have.
I mean, then again, it's funny. I'm sitting there, like, obviously rooting against Indiana, and I'm, like, getting mad. And then I'm like, oh, there's a reason why Penn State's the 11 seed. Except for against you, they hit all their big shots, but.
Yeah. So 226 to go. Dane will try to tie it up with 226 left. And it is possession arrow Ohio State. You're in the double bonus, and you only have 17 fouls. Ohio State, three away from the double themselves.
No! Ooh, let's
tie gets the board. Demass wants the three.
Way.
Does not
Dane,
get
that's
it.
A foul.
And
yep.
a foul.
Yep.
Oh, Dane Dane's will go foul. To the line, and he just needs to make one to tie it. That's a foul there on Mahaffey. He's out.
Okay, but.
Demass.
Like, why'd he shoot that?
I didn't mind it. It was a wide open look and rhythm. Yeah. And you have 222, and you're trying to extend the game. Yeah. You don't. Yeah, he's been terrible. I love Marcus, but man, he has hurt you offensively tonight.
Man, Dane's been so good.
That's
a foul.
That's a foul, man. Dane,
just make
danger.
One, baby.
Yeah, just make one, baby. All right, so Dane will go to the line to shoot two with a double bonus. And now, if you can just somehow tie it or take the lead, and you got double bonus, let Terrence. Take it. Try to draw fouls. Just make this an ugly 222.
Come on, Dane.
First free throw is up and good. It is a tie game with 222 to go.
Let's go.
Two of Ohio State's bigs are out, so that means Zed Key will have to play the rest of it. And I think now Coleman can play Jameson Battle no matter what.
18.
Mahaffey would have challenged that.
Come on, Dane.
Dane with a second free throw. It is up. No good.
All right.
Coleman felt like he was held, and it was kind of awkward how he went behind Zed.
I don't want to know your free throw percentage right now.
Yeah, it's hurt you. All right, so here's Bruce Thornton. Terrence is back on him, and it's going to be a kickback out to Royal. The three is no good, and I don't know who was on Middleton or whoever number one is, but they didn't block him out. That should have been a rebound. So Ty trying to go over the pick. Bruce Thornton there. Up,
good
no
deep.
Good.
Oh,
no foul.
Grab the ball.
No foul. And a foul on him.
Yes.
A foul on Ohio State.
Oh, jump ball.
Jump ball. Ohio State ball. Dane doing everything out there for you. But
we're 15 for 26 from the free throw line.
God, I feel like it'd be worse.
Okay, wait.
Dane gets the ball.
He's grabbing
his arm. He's got his arm.
You're kidding me. Isn't
it? Oh, Underwood has a legit gripe there.
Oh, my goodness.
We're tied up at 71. Damask is on Battle.
No.
The three is good. What a killer. What a killer. Here's Damask. You got to extend this game. You got to go quick. Terrence gets fouled. Okay. 128 to go. You got to make these and get a stop. That listen, you were not losing this game because of officiating.
No.
But that's pretty bad. And I just don't understand why Coleman's not on Battle. Like, let Royal
yeah,
beat you.
Yeah,
let
right.
Royal beat you. You got to pick your poison. Don't let it be Jameson Battle. All right, well, Terrence will get two shots. It's a three-point Ohio State lead. The first is up and good. It's a two-point lead with 128 to go. Terrence has 25 tonight. Ugh, is this why people do heroin? Like, I mean, I'm not. He makes the second. It's a 1-point lead for Ohio State. 1:28 to go. Get a stop.
It's like Wolf of Wall Street, right? When he's like, how do people do this?
Do you have
job?
Any Quaaludes, Isaac? Yeah. Jesus. That actually would probably do the trick right now. It would calm us right down.
I wouldn't make it home.
Jameson Battle taking it in. A block and no foul.
Let's go.
It's going the other way.
Yes, we're shooting free throws.
We get two free throws.
Jump ball.
No. They call the foul. So, and a little bit of evening out. A foul on Jameson Battle. That'll be his third, it looks like. So 74-73 with 1:14 to go. Dude, that was
That's
no foul.
I mean, he got ball first.
He did get ball first. That was Underwood complaining like he did. Probably helped you.
We'll take it.
You work the refs. All right, Coleman after the block will get two free throws here. You're trailing by one. Coleman's first free throw is good. It is a tie game with 1:14 to go. Finish strong, Coleman. Come on, baby.
How about we just put Amani in to just foul the crap out of Jameson Battle like four or five times? I guess, never mind. They're in the bonus.
No, they're in the bonus. But the good thing is you're still at 17 fouls.
Come on, Coleman.
All right, Coleman's second free throw is up.
Let's go, baby.
Illinois has their first lead in quite a long time.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Oh, since halftime.
Yep. Here's Bruce Thornton with 1:08 to go. Get a stop. And then try to draw a foul. Get a stop and then try to draw a foul.
Just
Jameson Battle.
Do not double team him or something. That's a... Get it, Terrence!
Oh.
Yeah!
Hey!
Let's go!
Is that a foul on them?
Offensive foul, baby!
Oh, man. Holy crap. Whoa. Illinois will go the line to extend this lead.
He just shoved him.
Is that what happened here?
Watch.
Yeah. What? Wow. Wow. Oh.
Maybe he didn't shove him, but...
Yeah, but that's not a pick.
No, what? He's
moving into
him. He's like an offensive lineman.
Hey, Coleman probably with a little bit of act. Oh, but it worked. So Coleman will go the line to shoot two again? Or
Wait.
Is it because it's off the ball foul? Okay, it's a moving screen, illegal screen, that's what.
That's not a, huh.
An illegal screen. So Illinois with a chance to extend the lead here.
I think you...
Terrence will come up.
Just get a shot off. Don't be dumb.
Okay. Get back to Terrence. Oh, God. 8 seconds go on the shot clock. Damask getting the pick up top. The shot. No good.
Good, Coleman. Get it out. Pass it out. Yes.
A jump ball, but it's still our ball.
Oh, okay.
It's still our ball. 32.1 with 18 on the shot clock. Coleman closing strong here. I don't understand why that's Damask's shot. I don't understand it. It's got to be Terrence.
I mean, I do agree with you, but like, Damask has been making that
much. Not tonight.
Not tonight, no.
Okay. Yeah, Coleman, Hawkins.
Atta baby! Get it out!
God dang, he almost got it out too. Almost did. But you had the possession arrow.
How much time?
32 seconds, 18 on the shot clock. You have one timeout left, but you're keeping it. Because, yeah, wow. Unless he's got blood. Okay, so a little free timeout to drop something, but it's got to be Terrence. It's got to be Terrence going to the rim. And then Dane and Coleman
if Dane
cutting.
Dane was a better free throw shooter. Oh,
wow. Okay. I don't know what the heck that's replays for. But anyway, sorry, I'm not doing great play-by-play for those who might be re-listening to this. I hope you can tomorrow. 75-74. Illinois ball. 18 on the shot clock. This will be Marcus inbounding.
Why is Justin in?
Because he can shoot free throws.
That's true,
okay.
Actually.
Dane gets it, and it'll be Terrence. Okay, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Illinois going to clear out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. This is going to be Terrence. Dane kind of hanging out down low, but he's going to – a three from Terrence. No good.
Good, Coleman!
Illinois gets the ball. Illinois
good,
gets the ball.
Good,
okay.
Good,
Terrence with the ball. They're going to have to foul, right? They
yes!
do.
Yes!
11
yes!
seconds to go. Illinois will shoot two free throws. Coleman Hawkins.
Let's go!
After all of that, after a no-show is showing up huge in the last five.
Make both.
Oh, my God, man. Timeout, I think, for Ohio State.
Well, maybe Coleman did need benched.
Wow.
Maybe he did need that.
If you win this game, Coleman down the stretch.
Coleman and Dane.
Terrence was trying to end the game right there.
Man,
listen,
he got good separation.
He got great separation. It was online. It was short. But Coleman gets the board.
Man, you wasted so much time right there,
too. Oh, my God. So it was
a
timeout. Timeout for Ohio State.
Gotta make two.
All right, here we go. God dang it. How we feeling? So Illinois will have two shots, and it's Terrence shooting, correct? Yes.
Yeah.
Terrence will shoot. 11.3 to go. I'm still looking for, if you miss the second, get the damn rebound. Yeah. But I'd rather make both and then force Ohio State to shoot a three.
If you go up three, do you foul?
Yes, you do.
Yes,
and that's 100%. Why I like this timeout here. Working in both. I mean, Ohio State had to call it, but it works in your favor as well.
Just double or something battle. I mean,
it's pretty simple. If he makes both, you're fouling. If he only makes one, you're defending. And that's that. So in 11.3 seconds of game time, we're going to know who advances to the semifinal. No pressure. Battle with 21, Thornton with 20. Terrence, I think, sitting at 27 or something like that right now. Yeah, this is why people do Quaaludes, no doubt. All right, Terrence going the line here. He's got 26. He will get two shots. All right, Terrence's first shot is up. It's
thank
good.
Thank God.
Second one coming up here. Justin Harmon, Marcus DeMass, Terrence Shannon, Coleman, and Dane in the game. But Ty is going to come in for Dane to defend.
Let's get this offensive board.
Okay, that makes sense because Zed Key's out of the game. And you're right, for a board if he misses it. So Terrence will get, I think they're going to wipe the ball off here. Or I don't know what they're looking at here. God, they have some old dudes running that clock. Could we get someone that's not, I mean, it's not an ageist. Oh, God, come on.
Why don't we get guys that can actually read the shot clock?
I don't believe in icing necessarily, but
hey,
come on.
Yeah. I think from the free throw line.
Well, yeah. You just got,
I mean, yeah.
No, yeah. Would it begin in my head? Yes, because I'm not a high-level athlete.
Yeah. Okay, so past 2 years, this is a game you lose for sure, or probably. You did lose it 2 years ago, and last year Penn State just owned you. So if you do pull this out, there is a little bit of difference, but you should have never been in this position.
So they're doing something with the substitution there because Ty had to sit back down, and I don't know what the deal is, but looks like Dane will have to stay out there. We got 11.3 to go.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Because he should be able to go in after the first.
Yeah. One more shot for Terrence here. And then we'll have to defend. All right, Terrence's second free throw is up, and it's
good.
Let's
go, baby. Come on.
It is a three-point lead, and Illinois will call their timeout. Now you get the substitutions you want, and you will foul, and you've got that will send Ohio State to the line for 1-1. And frankly, Isaac, I don't wait too long to do it. I do not wait too long to do it.
No, you got to foul.
And you know, oh gosh, I wonder, do you even put, maybe not pressure so much, but someone in the inbounder or just something to make it? I mean, listen, here's the thing. You can't let Battle, Thornton, or I think Royal would be another guy to look out for to not get a shot. Roddy Gale, I know, is capable, but
man, that's a lot of time.
That is a lot of time. Oh, man. I mean, I'm just we're doing a little, like, Cupid shuffle over here just trying to, like, walk out the nerves of this game.
A little bit of pressure. Don't let them get any of that, like, down screen.
Yes.
I don't even know who's going to be in, though.
I think it's going to be the lineup you had minus Danger because you can give up the two. It's really just all about you got to have speedy guys out there that can keep guys in front of them and, worst case, grab their wrist, get a foul. So I think you got to have Coleman on Battle.
Yeah, I mean.
And Terrence you got to have on Thornton. And then for Royal, that's the tricky one, maybe Ty. So it is a three-point Illinois lead, but you
foul.
Yeah, you have the foul that you can give. Harmon is out there, and he's got plenty of fouls to give. He's on Thornton.
Just foul.
So we're going to see. Thornton comes across the line.
Not going to foul.
They aren't going to foul? It's no good.
It went. Ooh, let's go!
Out of bounds. Illinois ball.
Why would you get close?
I don't know, Underwood.
No, but why would Coleman not let him shoot that?
But why didn't you foul? You're going to escape. Illinois is going to go to the semifinal.
Knock on wood.
As long as they can just throw it in and just throw it in the air, it doesn't really matter. You have no timeouts. There we go. The three is up.
Let's go. He missed. Ooh, that was close. Let's go, baby.
Illinois advances to the semifinal by the hairs of their chinny chin chin.
Man, what did we end the game on? Like, what run, I wonder?
I don't know, man. We were down 8. A lot of frustration, a lot of tightness. We felt it. I think they felt it, Isaac. Can this be the thing that loosens them the hell up?
I mean,
please be the game that loosens you up.
I feel much better, like, when I look back on this, just knowing at least we didn't lose in the first week, in the first game.
But why didn't you foul?
I don't know. And why did Coleman get close to him? He's going to make all three of those free throws.
What the heck?
That's super risky, too. Like,
I know.
What are we doing? Like, oh, he didn't get it off anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, he might not have.
Okay, he didn't. Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you just beat a bubble team with pretty much no Damask and Coleman for like 5 minutes. No Coleman scoring, really. Just
5 minutes of Coleman. Amazing.
Boards.
Dude,
you got amazing Dane. You got amazing Ty.
Well, we're naming this after Dane. As good as Terrence was. So let's think on that. Underwood getting interviewed. Listen, I will continue to say, is he your guy? Yes, he is your guy. He is your long-term guy. The macro job he has done here is incredible. Okay? I'm a big fan of 90% of what I think the job is for a head coach.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You had timeout
after
timeout, and you elect to not foul, and they get a three.
And you don't tell Coleman to stay away.
And
I mean,
Coleman
did,
could have had a repeat of Penn State.
Yeah.
But you won. So here's the other macro thing I want to focus on, Isaac, as we close this out. And you're back here tomorrow afternoon?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll be right back.
I don't think anything that we said earlier macro-wise is still...
No,
is,
you got to knock...
Because you still played poor for the most part.
You did.
Like, I mean, you had a couple guys show up and Coleman show up at the end, but like you still haven't come into the tournament playing your best basketball except for 2021. Yeah, that's nuts. That feels like... trying to think. We've had a lot of games like that this year, but...
Underwood said they were supposed to foul. So, there you go.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, that could have... Yeah.
So, what is Justin Harmon doing?
I don't know.
He's got to stop being out there at the end of the game. It has to stop.
I mean...
Trevor mentioned the Cody Parkett comparison or a threat.
Yeah.
He cannot be out there.
Like, if
he... can't. He does too many boneheaded things. That could lose you a game. He didn't foul. Like, he had Bruce Thornton for miles and didn't foul him. How did you not foul him?
I don't know.
It worked out.
Yeah.
And now, hey, Underwood, okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
How did you... You're in the semifinal.
I'll take it.
I mean, holy crap, dude.
And honestly, I'm not, like, going to be happy if we lose. I'm not going to be happy.
You're
going to
win tomorrow.
But
you're
I
gonna
feel
tomorrow.
Like losing tomorrow versus losing again in the first round is just so much better. So much better.
Holy crap. If you're an Ohio State fan, you're thinking, how did we lose that game?
And that would have probably put him in the
That would have put him in the tournament. So you have knocked two teams out of the tournament. Listen, Coleman frustrated the hell out of me. Coleman was so good the last 5 minutes.
I mean.
Terrence was Terrence.
Yeah.
Dane, Danger. We're going to name this podcast after Dane.
Dane.
He is coming up so big. He's the easiest guy to root for. And wow, man, when you needed him to step up, you got it. Because no one else was. I like the matchup, regardless if it's Nebraska or Indiana tomorrow. I love playing the semifinal. See, okay, guys, just let this be the thing. They're showing them right now on the TV. They're so pumped going to the locker room. Let this be the thing that loosens you up. You're alive. You get to play tomorrow. You get the tournament juices flowing. Isaac, was that the albatross? What we'll know later. And they're talking to Dane on Big Ten Network. How
it's
cool
the start
is
of the documentary.
Well.
Potentially.
Well, it could have been a disaster.
Yeah.
The team tightened up and they made stops when they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed offensively. I mean,
that's weirdly eerily similar to the Georgie thing in the Big Ten tournament a few years ago, right? Like, he had like an up and down season, didn't get that many minutes, and then he just like took over that Ohio State game. Now, this isn't obviously the championship game, but like,
no, but
Dane played his best game of the season by far.
Do you want a Big Ten tournament without Georgia?
No.
3 years ago? No. Could if you get it to Sunday?
Yeah.
I still want to. Like, do I think they're going to beat Purdue? No, I don't. But I would love to think, and we can close on this, Isaac, because we're going to have to do another one of these tomorrow, and I don't think we'll be as tight.
No.
It can't be. It just can't be. But
yeah.
We
would never like talk negative or anything. So that's
us.
Weird.
No, of course not. But I would love to think. Okay, I don't know why these players would necessarily be tight.
Yeah.
Because they weren't here for Loyola, but a lot of them, well, a few of them were here for Chattanooga, and then plenty of them remember the Arkansas game last year.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a close game if Marcus is Marcus.
No.
This isn't that close of a game if Coleman gives you 25
good
minutes
plays
instead
like
of
that,
five.
Yeah, right.
I still think you were the best. Okay, tonight you weren't necessarily playing better, but you won because you were just better than
you
them.
Had better players, yeah.
So, God, just play loose tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why not? You escaped, and wouldn't that be the biggest breath of fresh air? Like, we
did
it. I would
much rather play Nebraska tomorrow.
Jordan said that Underwood was roasting the team in the post-game interview. I mean, the narrative would have been more about Underwood than the team if they would have lost that game. But, dude, hey, sports, the funny thing about narratives is they can switch like that.
Yeah.
Virginia can lose to a 16 seed and win the national title the next year. Purdue, I think, is going to be in the Final Four this year. Guess what? That narrative is going to flip. Fairleigh Dickinson, who cares? So, for Illinois, we don't need to climb a mountain that high. We didn't lose to a 16 seed.
Just need to make the second weekend.
It's just you made it to Saturday in the Big Ten tournament. Gave yourselves a shot on Sunday. So win tomorrow, and I think they will. And then...
So in the final 2 minutes, Coleman had 2 made free throws, 2 blocks, 3 rebounds, which 2 of them are offensive.
All right. Man, Terrence, too, playing with 4 fouls and not getting his 5th.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. What, he had his 4th with like 9 minutes left.
Justin says, I'll be here to watch you guys tomorrow. Thanks for the release. I always feel dumb yelling at the TV myself. Justin, listen, fandom is dumb.
If you feel dumb, look at us.
We're dumb. Do you see us? We're ridiculous. I'm pacing around like Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man.
Right. Maybe
that might be inappropriate to say, but like, good God, I was shaky at the end of that game and nervous, and I wanted them so badly to win. And when we get frustrated, it's because do we have the highest of standards? I don't think so. I think our standards, Isaac, are fairly reasonable. And what I mean by that is losing to Ohio State, if they just went on a heater and beat you, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But you were like just, I don't know, out of sorts, disconnected, discombobulated.
Yeah.
You had old guys not playing well. Hey, I want to give him another shout out too. Quincy. I know he didn't score.
That rebound was big for sure.
A rebound. There was another off out of almost out of bounds that he had to go save it, passing in a tie. He had a couple Johnny on the spot plays, even though he didn't score. He was engaged.
Yeah.
The points will come. You won with 0 points from him. You won with 3 points from five from Marcus Damask. You
five
won
from
with
Coleman.
With the free throws.
Yeah.
You won with ineffective Coleman minutes.
Yeah.
You won because of Terrence, Ty, Dane.
So I think Dane.
Ty Rogers, man. How about Ty?
Dane MVP.
Well, Terrence is the MVP. Still.
Right, but like that was just
that's
was just
Terrence,
like a
ho hum,
28 right,
points.
Right.
No, Dane 100%.
Dane, the spark that he got some rebounds. Then honestly, maybe Coleman would be my number 2, and then probably Terrence, and then probably Ty, and then Quincy.
I'm so glad we're playing tomorrow.
Hey, DGL, give him credit.
Yeah, you didn't comes even, out balls to the wall, man.
You didn't,
I love him.
You didn't notice him, right? So like he was on the court, but he didn't make any mistakes.
Hopefully, the message was received, and that this team can just start playing ball because they were a good team. They were not a good team for much of tonight.
Right.
But you know what? There might be a game in the tournament where you don't have it either. And if I'm focusing on the positive, there was some resiliency shown as well.
Yeah.
And man, again, Dane Danger, so happy for the guy.
Yeah.
How many
awesome.
And one opportunities
I know.
Did he have?
Four, just, I think. Yeah.
He kept at it. Easiest guy to root for. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, that's the kind of guy that could become a thing in the tournament.
Yeah.
Because he looks the part. I mean,
he gets a team that doesn't have like a super big long center, he can easily eat. Like he can easily have a game where all his footwork's just going off. He's the dancing bear. And he made a few free throws. Man, that's another thing. What did we finish from the line?
I think we made all the late ones. And we got a bunch of attempts. So you still, I think, finished maybe 20 for 32?
21 for 32.
21 for 32.
65%.
bad as he started.
They were 10 for 13, so.
Man.
Wow, we got a lot more free throws. But they also, yeah.
Hey, YouTube feed, thanks for hanging around, and hopefully it was cathartic for you, because that was a very frustrating game, really,
yeah.
And then, until it wasn't. And they escape. Illinois will play in the semifinal for the first time since they won it in 2021. They're celebrating in the locker room. And yes, after a win like that, you deserve to celebrate. So here's what you do next. Go have a good night's sleep at your hotel. Chill out. You're just playing a game.
Yeah.
You're more talented than Nebraska. You're more talented than Indiana. You knock the dust off, so go win tomorrow. And then that means on Sunday, regardless, we're going to be poor brothers, but hopefully you can come out and you can join us early.
Yeah. What time that game be? Like 1:30?
I think 2:30.
2:30.
Because there's a game at noon.
So then, yeah, because it goes right up until
it goes
Sunday,
right. Yeah,
pretty,
that's why
much, yeah.
When we went overtime with Ohio State, it went right up to it. So,
yeah.
Isaac, we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it. It's supposed to be similar weather.
Yeah, it's a little bit warmer in the wind, but hey, we got the tarp.
We're set.
Setup?
Yeah, it's super nice in
here. 3-0 in this setup. You weren't here for the bragging rights game. We were in here.
No.
I was here for the Iowa game. And then we're 3-0 now with this.
The Minnesota football game.
That's right.
I was here for that. Well, we didn't record, I don't think.
We didn't record that one. And boy, that I was also out here for the Northwestern game and also the Nebraska game before that.
Oh, so not football. Okay, forget that.
Yeah, football we were 1-2. But no, for this, we're 3-0 with basketball. I'm not superstitious, but am I going to keep podcasting out here? Yes.
A little stitious, yeah.
Absolutely, and it's March, so I like to
be outside. Yeah, we made it past the winter, so.
All right, well, Isaac, I appreciate you. YouTube,
Absolutely.
We appreciate you guys. And on your way out, if you can like us, like the video, and then subscribe to the YouTube channel, we appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Game is at 2:30. That means second half, or about 2:30, depending on how long the first game goes.
Yeah.
Purdue, Wisconsin to start, and then Illinois will play the winner of Indiana and Nebraska. Time to exhale and celebrate a little bit. We're going to be in the semifinal.
Yes.
I love making a run in the Big Ten tournament, and
Feels
Illinois
good.
Has a chance to do that. So we will see you tomorrow. Thanks for riding that roller coaster with us, as you always do. Thanks for I'll try to check my language. Gosh darn, I'm so sorry.
Dadgum.
Thank you. My dad has done such a good job over the years. He's replaced curse words with like other options.
Gee
and
whiz.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
you don't curse.
Yeah. Try not to.
You're a good man. I'm just a foul mouth. My grandpa was in the Navy, so maybe it's the sailor in
the
me.
Sailor,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it's
thank you all
genes.
For tuning in, and we'll see you in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Illinois won semifinals. Let's make a run to Sunday. It is the 200 level.
Adios.